Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you have an opportunity to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker in this nice fall weather. Makes you want to just eat something good and smoky off that smoker. But anyway, I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and you know what, Jop? When I'm at my grill, I like a nice cold Michigan microbrew.
Oh, man. I can't grill with two hands.
It's time of year when you got to change up your game a little bit and maybe start talking about some stouts or some heavier IPAs. But I love grilling, and I'll be grilling all weekend. And there's something for your grill. It's called Grill Grates. It was invented by a man named Brad Garrett. He's been on the show before, and he's on the grilling line right now. Brad, thanks for joining the Grilling Guys.
I appreciate hearing back from you, Bob and Pop. It's good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, you're on a lot of stations now around Michigan and New Jersey, at least. And, of course, on the internet, we're streamed and podcasted and all that stuff. So there's people all around the world that can hear about your product. So tell us what you do.
We make an aftermarket cooking surface for basically any grill. You know, and the grate really has never been a part of the food equation. It was really just there to hold it over whatever heat source. We've kind of taken it up a notch, literally. It's a raised rail design with a valley structure, and it really improves how food cooks and how it grills. So we've been very, very fortunate. You know, we caught on with a lot of the enthusiasts and the grilling fanatics. And so Grill Grate today is pretty well known in the fanatical surface, you know, the cook-offs and the KCBS and SCA. But we're still relatively unknown to the mass market. But it's a better grill surface in a simple frame of mind there.
So, Brad, what makes it better?
Well, you know, flavor comes from drippings, not from whether it's charcoal or gas. I mean, let's face it. The only reason people like charcoal is it gets hotter, right? That's what, and you can get a little more of a sear. But really, it's drippings, and when they get superheated, they add a layer of flavor on the outside of the food. It's very similar to smoke. Flavor comes from smoke and drippings. We keep both of those right by the food. I mean, imagine a beautiful drip of a hamburger and it hits in the valley just below the burger. It explodes black into flavor.
It usually hits my shirt.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so we accentuate the flavor profile of anything that's grilled, and then we add a lot of versatility, like the valleys are a really nice flavor chamber, if you will. So when I'm doing chicken, I'm oftentimes marinating. And I'm not afraid of creating a fire. We kind of handle that, too. So a lot of extra flavor boost, big sear time opportunities. We create some beautiful sear marks. We like to call them flavor bars. So you get a sear and a sizzle that is not common on pretty much any grill. From a Kamado to an inexpensive tailgating grill, we really up the flavor to a much better level. So that's kind of why it works. It's a raised rail design that captures juices and keeps them with the food for added flavor.
Okay, Brad. So for those of us that we're all on the radio, and for those that haven't seen this before, what is the distance between your raised rails? Am I going to have a problem with stuff falling down between these rails into the valley when I want to flip it or something like that?
No, we're an inch on center. But remember, we have a valley structure that's whole. Even if you had some asparagus roll into the valley, it isn't going into your grill. Nothing is lost to the grill. So, but it's about an inch apart. They also come, the grates, all the sets we sell come with a really cool spatula. It's like a four-finger device that goes between the rails. So you can get right under that piece of fish without touching it and then lift straight up. So, you know, so we have a great tool, as we call it, that comes with every set as well.
That sounds great. Too easy. So I can testify to this, Jop. I ran into this product years ago in Chicago at my buddy Danny Marguerite's shop called Backyard Barbecue. And he sold the heck out of these, and he sold me on them. I'm like, what is this? And he goes, it's a grill grate. You never use one? I'm like, right. No, I'm stupid.
Right.
But, the design of it is such that you do have these, kind of rails, he calls them, but they're grates that stick up, and then they're all formed at the bottom by troughs and trays with little slots periodically to let the juices drip out from here to there. But the thing is, most grills have hot spots. What I think the grill grate is best for is getting rid of hot spots. Am I wrong there?
Nope, it definitely helps there too. They're made out of aluminum, which is hard anodized, which makes them harder than steel. But aluminum is super conductive. It was the first thing we ran electricity on years back. So yes, hot spots are very common, particularly in gas grills, and frankly, particularly in Kamados when they're run at high temperatures. Lump charcoal equals lumpy heat at high temps. So we'll really help smooth that out. So you can put 6-8 steaks on a grill, not have to move them around. They have them, they're coming to temp at all different timings, which makes it kind of tough. So you can put 6 steaks on a grill and just lift and twist and not move them at all, and they'll be within a degree or two of each other, evenly cooked, always cooked well and similarly, so you don't have a raw burger on one side and an overcooked burger on the other.
Well, I'll
so
give
even cooking is right. You're absolutely right. That's a major other benefit that grill grates deliver.
I'll give you a professional reference. Manufacturers that I know or used to know, several of them have gone to you to now just build their grate because, number one, you probably have a patent on yours, but number yep. two, because it works better than just a wire rack.
You are quite right. We actually have 10 manufacturers that we sell to in the United States
wow.
and 2 in Europe. So we have 12 grill manufacturers that buy from us as OEMs, and either we're standard on their grills or we're an accessory to their grills. But, yeah, we're real proud of that. That's something a lot of folks don't know. But a lot of the more innovative grill companies, the ones that have hatched in the last 10 years, you're absolutely right. They have looked for innovation as opposed to kind of, you know, not.
Right. I have maybe. A Grilla smoker, and I believe that's got your grates on it.
Grilla is a very good customer of ours. I've got a Grilla in my lobby that needs to get back on my deck. I really like their design, the innovative kind of lid that's on it that closes to the side. It's a very brilliant, very nice design. A good example of one of our grill customers that we enjoy.
Well, Brad, share with our listeners who some of those others are so if they're out looking at grills, they can see your product as well.
Absolutely. Yoder Smokers, Rectech, PK, Hasty Bake, 1948. Even companies like Slow and Sear overseas is a company called Gizzo, brand new tailgating portable grill that's just come out. Really slick. We make it for the Cobb Grill, another European manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've left a few out, but
so Hasty Bake, that's a quite remarkable old piece of equipment. That if you have one, you absolutely love it, and I would imagine that you solved a problem those had.
Absolutely, and a lot of Hasty Bake customers were buying our product. That got the attention of corporate. Next thing you know, I get to meet the Hasty Bake folks over in Tulsa, and
and
now they're a customer. We're an accessory to the Hasty
Bake. That's great.
But,
that's awesome.
They become a great customer.
Brad Garrett, Grill Grates. Give us your website, and we got to check out.
Absolutely. Grillgrate.com. Pretty easy. Grillgrate, of course. Grillgrate.com.
Take it from me. This is a fantastic product, and best of luck to you, sir.
Appreciate that. Thank you for bringing me on your show today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very good. Yeah, that's a cool product, and we didn't get to it, but you can buy those in multitude of sizes because he's done it specifically to make sure it fits on your grill.
Yep, just go to grillgrates.com.
Right, exactly. That's some man advice. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law, I absolutely love. I found it on an old Miller commercial, and it reminded me of a time I actually violated this law. There shall be no man leaving the game before it's done, just because you're down a bunch, just to beat the traffic. My buddy used to have seats at the Big House, and we went for the Colorado game, Michigan-Colorado, and there was only, I'm going to say, 30 seconds left, and we were itching to get to the club afterwards. This
right.
was a long time ago, and because we'd stop halfway home when it was safe to get out of Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And we just got outside of the Big House, and the place is roaring. This is when Michigan came back. Brian might remember this game, although it was 10 or 15 years ago. But Michigan came back in the last 3 seconds and beat Colorado by a point.
Right.
We didn't get to see it.
Right.
Never
you were,
leave.
Because you wanted to get out early.
We violated
man
law.
Go. There you go. You violate a little man law. But, you know, it's one of those things where your team, if they're up, sometimes you do that, but never when they're down.
Right.
Right? Because you those kind of things can happen.
But, so, and the Lions have been playing so well. I just want to give a shout-out to Honolulu Blue and Silver. They're just so –
they won their last game.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up next, we're going to grill a little pork line the easy and tender way. Stick with us. We'll be back.
When we were strangers, I watched you.